So in this video, we are going to look at DALL-E 3.0, which is probably the one AI tool that I still use more than any other, simply because it's connected up to my AI agents. And so consequently, I can use it just so much more easily than even using Midjourney within the website. This is a screenshot, by the way, of my Midjourney account. It looked like this for a while. When you create your plan, you get a certain number of fast hours. You can also run relaxed images, but the fast ones are metered. And you can see here, I had not used Midjourney whatsoever in this given month, which was pretty insane. Because I used DALL-E 3, and all the images, by the way, that you see within these slides were created with DALL-E, which was done via my AI agent. So some kind of key points on DALL-E 3.0. It is better than Midjourney for some use cases. It's available at the moment via GPT Plus, which is the $20 a month ChatGPT account, and also via the API, which lets people like me connected up to AI agents, basically, and then create, you know, not just one image, but 10 or 20 at once, which is just going to speed things up so much. I mean, it was actually really the first viral AI app. So a lot of people don't kind of know this, but Midjourney really began to kind of gather steam. I would say around August, maybe 2022, that's when it kind of first started to show up on the scene. I think that's around when Midjourney 3 dropped. And then it was kind of September, October time that really people started to be aware of it. Of course, ChatGPT dropped in November of 2022, and then GPT-4 dropped in March of 2023. But actually, in the summer of 2022, DALL-E 1.0 went live, the very first version of DALL-E, and it was the first time that you could enter some text into, it was actually a free tool, into the free tool at the time, and it would generate images. And so you could just create these, you know, insane images from this time that, you know, no one had seen anything like. Now, in hindsight, the quality was absolutely terrible, but this was kind of the first big viral tool, okay? So we do have to give OpenAI their props. They not only had the first big language model breakout with ChatGPT, they actually had the first image breakout as well. Another point to bear in mind with DALL-E is you can't speak directly to DALL-E. So it's kind of like trying to speak to, you know, Jeff Bezos. You can't email Jeff. You have to email his assistant, who will then pass on the message. Well, it's the same thing here, because all prompts that you give to DALL-E are rerouted through ChatGPT and then rewritten by ChatGPT. Now, sometimes this will, you know, result in a worse prompt. Sometimes it will result in a much better prompt. And there are ways to mitigate this and actually try and have more control over the prompting, which we'll look at later on. But the truth is that, you know, we don't have full control over our prompts. And that introduces a bit of randomness, for better or for worse. I'm also going to give you a tool called Image Whisperer 3, which will allow you to run some very cool prompts with DALL-E. It probably is one of the easiest ways to create some really useful images, is to use Image Whisperer 3. And of course, if you want to get the very most out of image AIs, then I do recommend Agent X. And ideally, I suppose the best 1-2 combo is Agent X, which will give you access to a turbocharged version of DALL-E, along with the Midjourney website itself. So some of the best use cases for DALL-E, and we can create e-covers with it. So this is basically, if we have a digital product, we want to create an ebook or software mock-up, then DALL-E is insane at creating e-covers. It can get the text wrong, in particular when it's a very long bit of text that we want on the front. But of course, we can either edit that later or simply run multiple generations. And provided the text is relatively short, it will at least create one that has the correct text without any typos. It's also very, very useful for creating prompts, not just for DALL-E, but for any image AI. And so what we can actually do is we can actually go into GPT Plus, and actually give it a prompt, and it will then generate the image. And then when we click around the image, we can actually then extract the prompt that ChatGPT the modified prompt that ChatGPT actually gave to DALL-E. And so this is really, really powerful. This is one of the things that we do with our agent. We ask GPT to write prompts, and then we take those prompts and pass them on to other generative AI tools, such as Leonardo. And, you know, this can work really, really well because, of course, GPT is an AI. It's, you know, a phenomenal language model. And so it understands the kind of prompt that will work well with other AIs. And then I've also noticed that for kind of fantastical, detailed action scenes, DALL-E can be absolutely spectacular. So while Midjourney is good at kind of following a prompt, because of the fact that you have GPT kind of inserted into the flow and re-prompting and editing your prompt, you can just end up with these ridiculous kind of scenes. And so if you go to DALL-E and you say, can you create me an image of a guy making loads of money using AI robots, you know, if you put that prompt into Midjourney, it's going to be something very bland. It's going to be a man sitting next to some robots, you know, counting cash or something like that. If you give that same prompt, which is a deliberately broad prompt, it's not a very good prompt, you give that prompt to GPT and to DALL-E, it's going to turn that prompt into something like a man riding tidal wave of cash through city center while robots throw gold coins at his, you know, it's just going to be absolutely ridiculous. And sometimes that can generate some really bizarre images, but sometimes we can get some insanely good images that way. And so for these kind of fantastical, detailed action scenes, which can be very useful for websites and for videos, DALL-E is extremely good. However, DALL-E does come with some problems. It is only available either inside of GPT Plus or inside of an AI agent if you connect it up to the API. It's a bit kind of clunky having to go into GPT Plus, which is kind of a text interface, and ask it to create images, which is why I rarely use DALL-E within GPT. But, you know, I spend hundreds of dollars using it within the agents. It also refuses to do people and copyrights unless the people that you're asking it to do are not actually real people. It's kind of okay with abstract stuff. So as long as it's clear, as long as the language model knows that this is never going to be mistaken for a real thing, then it's happy to do photorealism. But if you ask it to do a picture of a real person or something like that, doing something, you know, that could potentially be seen a certain way, then it will immediately make the prompt so that the image is not realistic. Okay, so it's quite difficult actually to get DALL-E to do not just people, real people and copyrighted stuff. It's actually quite difficult to get it to do photorealistic stuff, especially if it's something that could be considered in any way contentious. Okay, and it's really, really aggressive with this, which is why for photorealism, very often Leonardo and Midjourney are better options. Although, to be fair, I actually find that, you know, photorealism does have its use cases, but a lot of the time I'm quite happy with these kind of abstract images. And then lastly, it's also relatively expensive, although to be fair, all the good ones are. We looked at Midjourney before and worked out it was around 5 cents an image. DALL-E is the same. It's around 3 to 6 cents, depending on the size, unless you use it within Plus, in which case it will generate a certain number of images for you from within Plus. But the truth is, you know, we've talked about what I used to pay for, like, a stock image is $100 and $1,000 for an NFT image. I was able to flip a Midjourney image and make $100 profit back in 2022. Okay, so in all fairness, I don't think that 3 cents, 5 cents, or 6 cents for an image, given the control we have and given the fact that we own the rights to them, is particularly onerous, to be honest with you. But it is at least a cost and something to be aware of. So that covers it for DALL-E, and I'll see you in the next video.